Here are today's top stories. Another day, another news cycle dominated by Trump trip-ups. Today, ABC News floated the story that some Republican insiders are drawing up contingency plans in case Donald Trump quits. Quits? This turned into internet headlines. Is Donald Trump quitting? And is the end near for Donald? Or Melania nudes? Click here. This was in addition to the story that MSNBC is pushing. A former defense consultant said on the morning show that Trump asked, three times in fact, why he can't just use nuclear weapons. I mean, it's like he's never seen war games.
The only way to win the game is to not play at all.
Joshua? Nobody? Come on, even I know that. The Obama administration is being criticized for giving money to Iranians for the release of the prisoners. And right after the historic nuclear deal, Obama denies that it was money for the deal, instead saying it was money that we owed them, that we were just holding on to. Hey, man, it's Iran. Did you by chance see my wallet? I think I left it over at your pad after that kegger. Oh, yeah, let me check. Oh, yeah, is it blue? Yeah. Has it got like 400 mil in it? Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, man. It's a lifesaver. Great, I'll just send a secret plane that nobody knows about, and we'll just drop it to you. The mayor's going on a PR tour after suggesting a tax to help cover pensions. It's essentially a utility tax on water and sewer. Not quite sure what the individual cost will be to taxpayers, but with water and sewer, you can count on your money and probably your hopes and dreams getting flushed down the toilet. Let me try it again here. Twofer. The mayor wants a tax on water and sewer to pay for pensions, so essentially, to clean up the city's waste, they're gonna tax yours. Yeah, good. Wow. Look at value in tonight's carryout. The Olympics begin on Friday night. So if anyone is listening right now from Rio or the Olympic Committee, if you could just turn the dial real quick. Just real quick. Good. Are they gone? Oh, man. Did Chicago dodge a bullet? Am I right? Losers. All right. You can come back. Come on back. We were just talking about track and field. Who's going to win pole vaulting? The movie Suicide Squad is getting some terrible reviews, and on one site, Rotten Tomatoes, it's getting heat for it. Suicide Squad fans have circulated an online petition to get the site shut down. First off, that's not how the internet works. And secondly, are we calling movie executive fans now? I mean, there are no such thing as Suicide Squad fans. Let's put the movie out first before we label a movement. Cool? Cool. A Chinese company is testing a new bus that drives over cars. No, not like monster truck, although that would be super cool. No, this would be almost like a huge monorail that would travel on the same road and essentially straddle moving cars, almost like a stingray. I love it. I love it. I'm sold. Let's try it out. Let's do one on Ashland at rush hour. See how that plays. Be great. Giant dragonflies are swarming Chicago this month. They don't sting. They don't have stingers, so nothing to be afraid of. They just flap their little wings and somehow enter our collective psyches and make us all run away like frightened children. In weather, hot. It's going to be hot tomorrow. That's really all I got. In sports, good news from Bears camp. Pro Bowl offensive lineman Kyle Long returned to practice after straining a calf at the end of last week. All right, that's great news. I'm back in, 13-3. I thought they were going to be 7-9, but now he's back, 13-3. Also, somebody asked Seattle Seahawks defensive end Michael Bennett about Jay Cutler, and he said Cutty was the worst QB in the NFL. Of course, Bennett is siblings with Martellus Bennett, the former Bears tight end who will not be remembered. But for whatever reason, the sports sites love it, and they've run with the story, so even with Cutler's mouth firmly shut, he finds a way to generate controversy. Also, Martellus Bennett, you sucked. I mean, seriously, your best play was the sluggish walk back to the huddle when you missed that easy 2nd and 7 to get a first down. Seriously, good day. I said good day. The Cubs sweep the Marlins in dramatic fashion on a walk-off wild pitch. The Marlins bullpen imploded, giving up 3 runs in the 9th, and the Cubs won it. It's amazing. But can I be frank for just a second? Can we retire the Go Cubs Go sing-along at the end of the game? I know, I get it. But it just reminds me of Lou Piniella and Mark DeRosa and everything that just screams first round exit. Start fresh. Play a Fall Out Boy song or something new. Skrillex. Let the ivy be tradition. Put that song to bed. I know, sacrilege, but think about it. Just for me. The Sox continue their slide. What a terrible year. A rumor has floated that the Red Sox were dangling 4 or 5 players with some top prospects for Jose Quintana, but the Sox nixed the deal. Also, the prospect they got for Zach Duke made his debut last night and promptly pulled a hammy, landing on the DL. So, there you go, Sox fans. Another one with the Tigers tonight. And finally, a Florida man has been arrested after grabbing and throwing a dancing flamingo to the ground at Orlando's Busch Garden. You know, there's a joke in here somewhere with dancing and Footloose and the Zika virus and the Trump rally that's nearby. I just can't get it. Zika, Trump, dance, flamingo. Ah, if you figure it out, text me. That's the carryout for Tuesday, August 3rd, 2016. It's too hot to grill, so we're just using a deep fryer. You like salads? You ever had one deep fried? Mmm.